Okay. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for being on time. I see that a large majority of you have actually followed our instructions. Hey, everyone. I'm trying to give announcements.
Good morning, everybody. Please be back to your seats. We need to start. And do you need the council also here? Also the council? Okay. So everyone should be here.
Okay. So I think even if it is the morning, the most important thing is the party tonight. So tonight is the pub crawl. And I expect you all to be there and all to be fucking wasted by 8:30. Okay? So the thing is, we need to know exactly who is coming to the pub crawl. A short form is going to be posted on the participants group on Facebook. Okay? You should fill it up with your name. Okay? The teams are already previously sorted. You can find them by looking at the back of your badge, okay? The teams are according to the EU founding fathers, okay? So you can check previously who is with you. If there are teams lacking many, many people, we will fill them with organizers and move some people around. So please, please, please fill out the form as soon as we post it, okay? We'll come back to you to get some more information for the pub crawl. But so far, it seems like you're interested, right? Pub crawl? Yeah, the Bulgarians will not be attending because they're weak and they cannot handle two crazy nights in a row. Yeah, so they're already asking for painkillers, guys. Come on. Come on. But speaking of painkillers, we are going to the pharmacy to get, like, painkillers and, like, throat for your voice stuff. So if you need something, just, yay, drop me a message and I'll bring it to you. Okay? So if the council wants to split and go to their room, for me, that's good. Okay, thank you, guys.
Sorry to take over. Council, could you please follow me to the dark side of the force?
Good morning, everyone. May we start with verifying the quorum, and I will call your names. And please stay present. So starting with Alde, could you please take Sofia? Yes and no. Yes and no. Yeah, I will. So starting with Miss Alexanian. Present. Miss Gill. Alde Finland. Not present. Miss Selva. No. Alde France.
Can you please turn on microphones and say yes, present, for us to see?
Moving on with Miss Amaral.
Present.
Miss Champel.
Present.
Miss Nedrisa.
Ndreka, present.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
And with ECR, Miss Nagy.
Sorry, I think I'm missing.
What's your name?
Silva, Aldi.
Did it? Yes. We said Mr. Silva. Okay.
Okay, sorry. No. Present.
With ECR, Miss Nagy.
Present.
Mr. Gravanita. Miss Afonso.
Present.
Mr. Guadagnolo. Miss Silva.
Present.
Mr. Martins Rivero. Miss Robles Bugnair. Mr. Diaz. Present. With EFDD. Mr. Gomez Arneman. Mr. Chora. And Mr. Gerveni. Is it present? No. No, he's not. With ENF, Mr. Inacio. He's not. Okay. Just move. Okay. Mr. Bortoletto. Sorry.
Present.
Mr. Sa.
Present.
Ms. Gomez. EPP Bulgaria.
Present.
Yeah, exactly. Ms. Vieira. EPP Croatia. No. Ms. Sakwakoteno. Ms. Santos. Mr. Mazzieri.
Mazzieri, present.
Mazzieri. Sorry. Sorry
don't
for
worry, don't worry at all.
Ms. Aplo Linario. Ms. Modesto. Mr. Sickler. Mr. Dacroup.
Present.
Ms. Tepi.
Present.
Where am I? Ms. Mendez, EPP Poland. Ah, yes, she drops out. Ms. Rezant.
Present.
Ms. Pinto.
Present.
Mr. Andrig. Ms. Kerova from Greens. Mr. Patterson. Ms. Kostin. Ms. Mendonça. And Mr. Rebiello de Andrade. And GUANGL, Mr. De Ferreira. He's not here? You're Mr. I don't know why. Okay, yeah, we just need to change it. Ms. Choin Hinostia. Sorry. Ms. Greer. No. Mr. Fionhas. Ms. Glock. And with S&D, Mr. Dorgiti. Ms. Henrique. Ms. Mark. Ms. Keschel. Present. Mark is present, right? Okay. And other one is also present. Miss Sensherly. Sorry. Mr. Lovino Garofalo. Garofalo. And Mr. Ferreira. S&D Italy. Present. And who else? Miss Mersak. Kianyan and Mr. Rodos, S&D Italy. No. Mr. Carriera. Present. Miss Van Schack. Miss Brandau. Miss Giavni. S&D Spain. And Miss Balea. Perfect. So this will be.
Has everybody's name was called?
Yes.
I just arrived right now.
What's your name? ECR?
ECR Ilirinasu. ENF Ilirinasu.
Oh, okay. ENF. Okay. You will be added. Anyone else who arrived lately? You can pass us a note and we will add you to the quorum. So we have in the parliament.
Ms. Vice President, may I approach the table?
So we have 53 members in the parliament, so it's 22, the simple majority, right? With a 22 simple majority, yes. Okay, we will proceed with yesterday's general speakers list. I received it. I will have a look at it with Claudio and we will get back to it. Are there any points or motions on the floor before moving on to the general speakers list? Yes? Yeah.
Motion for an unmoderated debate of 10 minutes.
There is no, you mean informal discussion?
Informal, sorry, it's...
We still, this is not in order, we still didn't open, We will all, we proceed with the general speakers list and then after that, yeah.
Thank
any
you.
Other points or motions on the floor, yes?
I just wanted to be added on the speakers list.
Yes. You can all see who...
Bortoletto.
Yeah.
From the ENF.
Can you add him? Everyone have access to the general speakers list. It's on the Facebook group, and I also remind you that on the Facebook group, you have the access for the Google form of the amendments. So I encourage you to start working on the amendments because probably it would be the deadline before lunch. So another time, you need to have one author for the amendment and at least three sponsors for the amendments. Please be specific in the amendments, like which article are you adding or deleting or just removing, and who exactly will be the sponsors. And also, we will have a trilogue meeting today. It would be at 11, so we'll have elections for a trilogue meeting. It would be three representatives who will also meet with the council, from three representatives from the council, in order to find a compromise between the two proposals that are discussed today. Are there any points or motions on the floor? Something that is not clear? Yes?
Thank you. I just wanted to ask, when talking about supporters, do they have to be a whole party or a single person?
No, it could be from your party, the sponsors, or from another parties.
Okay.
Yeah. But it should be at least three sponsors. Yeah. Are there any other questions? We will also have today an elections for reparateurs who will go to the council. I think they will go tomorrow in order to defend the amendments. And also, again, elections for the press conference. Any points or motions on the floor? Anyone wants? Yes?
I'm sorry, in which Facebook group there is the link for the amendments? Parliament? I can't find
it. It's a Google form. You can find it. It's not there? I'm sure it's there. It's okay, we will upload it again on the Facebook group for the Parliament about the amendments because it seems that it's not uploaded over there. Yeah, just, could you please, yeah, the amendments, yes, the amendments Google Drive. Could you please upload it again for the Facebook group of the Parliament so they can submit amendments? Yeah. Yes, it's okay. No worries. Are there any other points or motions on the floor? Yes.
Motion for an informal discussion of about 10 minutes, please.
What? Oh, informal discussion. Okay, this is in order this time because we need some time. This is in order because we need to make some things on the Facebook group. So you will move for an informal. Yeah, is it a point or?
No, it's a question before we do the informal stop. Okay.
Yes.
Can I ask the question? Yeah, can we have, please, a bit of the schedule of the day, mostly the timeline for submitting the amendments? The deadline, not the timeline, sorry.
Yeah, it is before the lunch break, so it would be at 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock?
Exactly.
Is the deadline, okay.
It's the deadline.
And we do that completely online? There's no need of...
It would be easier for us to have it online because okay. The legal officer will also have a look at it. So, yeah, it would be faster for us because we don't have a lot of time for us, the chairs and the legal service, to check it. So we need to present it after the lunch quickly.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yes?
Motion to extend informal debate time to 20 minutes.
May the president propose for 15 minutes? Is it okay with you? So, under the discretion of the presidency, who is in favor to move to an informal discussion for 15 minutes? Against? With a clear majority, the chamber will move for an informal discussion for 15 minutes. Please be... Don't leave the chamber and work on your amendments.
Organizing team. Organizing team, organizers in the room. The chairs of the council are requesting an urgent dose of coffee right now. So if you can be as kind as to supply them with some wonder drugs. Three, please. Three for the cherry panel. Yeah, thank you. Sorry, guys, keep working.
Please be back to your seats. Time has lapsed.
Can you please sit down, MEPs? We are going to proceed with the general speakers list.
Please be back to your seats, ENF, EPP, Greens, S&D back to seats, EPP. GUE and GL back to seat, ENF, EFD. ENF, back to your seat, back to your seat, time has lapsed, back to order please.
Honourable members, please sit down.
Okay. Before continuing, we will have a scheduled lobbyist presentation. So I will ask the lobbyists, please be back to order. Greens. What's his name? Okay. Yeah, I know that. So the lobbyists, you have the floor. Okay, they can present themselves and they start with their presentation.
We just present ourselves from here.
Okay.
I'm asking.
Okay, present yourself and then you give the presentation. So please present yourself. As a log.
How much time do we have to do our presentation?
Dear members, please come to order. It is very difficult for us to understand anything at this point in the chamber. No cross-talking, and please sit down. Please sit down, go back to your seats. We have been in formal session for the past 5 minutes, and you're being very disruptive. Please, the longer it takes you to come to order, the longer it takes you to have the coffee break, and we all understand how you cherish your coffee breaks. So, with that motivation in mind, we will now proceed to the lobbyist presentation. Each lobbyist will have 3 minutes to present, which will be followed by an equal period of question time at the end of each presentation. The lobbyists shall now that the lobbyists are now completed, we will ask each lobbyist to present themselves and their respective lobby group first, and we shall then give you the floor for presentation. So each and every one of you could please present yourself to the chamber. Name and lobby group, please.
Hi, my name is Tatiana Vlinets, and I'm here defending Digital Europe. I'll give the demonstration now, the presentation.
Please present yourselves first, each and every one of you, then we can give you the floor for presentation.
Dear MEPs, Alessia Del Vasto, defending the European Consumer Organization. Thank you. Hello.
I'm defending the European Society of Authors, Composers and Publishers of Music, and my name is Ines.
Hello, my name is Afonso, and I'm defending Google.
Order. Can't see what's funny in that. Thank you very much. We shall now give you the floor by order of presentation. So, Ms. Blinetz, you have the floor. 3 minutes.
Okay, so as I was saying, I'm presenting Digital Europe, and our main goal is essentially to defend researchers and companies that do research in order to provide innovation within Europe. We all know that Europe is one of the biggest world areas where research is very valued, and innovation too. We cannot lose floor to Japan or the United States, so we would like to protect text and data mining in order to make knowledge available not only for businesses and enterprises, but also for consumers. I believe that each and every one of you had a time in your life when you were sitting in the back of the class and you answered the teacher, but like really quietly, and the teacher didn't hear you, but then your colleague said the answer a little bit louder and he got the credits for that. So that is the copyright situation. I believe copyrights are important. Our company does believe they are important, but we also believe that that little intervention provides knowledge to others. So the thing we defend the most is text and data mining in order to share knowledge, create new knowledge by transferring information and intertwining it in order to create a more educated, more innovative Europe. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to the next lobbyist, Ms. Alessio. You have the floor for 3 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you for the floor. Dear MEPs, I already have the opportunity to have interesting chats with most of you. And, of course, I'm here to defend consumers. And our organization appreciates the efforts done towards a more inclusive, coherent, and fair legislation concerning copyright issues. At the same time, we're concerned about the consequences related to the freedom of expression of the category we represent. In fact, we do believe that the directive should not foresee any restrictions regarding the ability to create and share online content. It must be recalled that consumers are those who drive the growth of the sectors touched upon by a directive at stake. For this reason, we have 5 proposals that should be taken into account by you, dear MEPs. Of course, exceptions and limitations should be harmonized across the continent, and no difference should exist. Consumers should be allowed to disseminate recreated copyright-protected material for non-commercial purposes. Consumers need their rights to be respected, and a right of use would make, in that sense, exceptions and limitations directly enforceable. The right to the judicial redress should be upheld, so that consumers can freely address to the judicial court. And I've really appreciated the effort of some of the factions towards a more transparent approach. Transparency first. The way fees should be spelled out on the price tag of a product at every stage of the supply chain. So we urge MEPs to take this proposal into account when discussing, drafting, and ultimately approve the directive. And I'm looking forward to discuss further with you. Thank you.
Thank you. And now you have the floor for 3 minutes.
Thank you. Honourable MEPs, I'm here to represent the authors, the creators of European content, the ones that we all love to share on Facebook, Instagram, Wattpad, and whatnot. I'm very glad that we are facing an audience that understands the importance of transfer of value and gap value. We want that these platforms where users can upload their content are better controlled in the way that they do filter the content so that the copyright goes to the authors and not to these platforms. So we don't want these platforms to profit off of someone else creative content. So in order to get to a fair and meaningful solution for this issue, we do appeal for you to, instead of creating vague articles, go straight to the point and implement articles where these UUC platforms are obliged to undertake copyright-relevant measures, that is, public communication and whatnot. We also would like to see that these platforms cannot anymore benefit from the safe harbor regime in Article 14 of the e-commerce directive. That is, these platforms cannot upload this content without paying the respectful license. In order for our creators in Europe to get these licenses going, they have to pay a significant amount of money. So we just want to protect the authors, the publishers of music, those who actually create content nowadays. They do not have a high salary, they do not take a lot of profit out of it, so we would like to see that they are fairly treated within the online community in Europe. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, and with the last speech, you have the floor for 3 minutes with
Mr. President, distinguished members of the Parliament, I'm here today on behalf of Google, with the purpose of rebuilding long-lasting bridges between the European Union and my clients. So, we believe we have a lot to learn from Europe, but we also have a lot to give. Yet, we cannot do so if we are being continuously harassed by this very Parliament. We are not here to fight you, obviously, but to reach an agreement where both parties can be satisfied of their needs. My client believes the European Union can benefit a lot more than a mere 2.4 billion euros on some thoughtless fine, but for that to happen, other things cannot. This is not about left and right, it is neither about the conservatives nor the liberals. It is truly about the very substance of the European Union. And I believe everyone here, regardless of their political views, knows that a strong alliance between the European Union and my client will certainly be for the best. We urge you, decision makers, the mentors of the free world, to lead it in the right direction. In the direction of more jobs, more education, and more knowledge. Debate what really matters, and I guarantee you that both my clients and the European Union will thank you for it. Your voters will thank you for it, and the upcoming generations will thank you for it. For if it is progress that you want, sometimes meaningless wars have to stop. So, make the right decision and help put Europe on the honourable side of history. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And now we will move. If you have any questions for the lobbyists, so it will be a question and answer session. Yes, you have the floor for 30 seconds.
I would like to direct this question to the representative of Google. One of the main issues that has been discussed is the filter system, and it has been presented both sides. As someone who works and owns YouTube, which is the main basis for such a filtering system, what would you argue is its efficiency or inefficiency in protecting the copyright holders and protecting the users' rights as well, in both ways? Thank you.
Just one small question. Can I choose not to answer right now?
Do you want to entertain another question? Or what?
I'll refuse to answer for the moment.
Okay. Are
just
there any
the
other
moment.
Questions to the lobbyists? Well, seeing none, so you can answer your question. Okay. You have the floor for 30 seconds.
Hi. This is both to the lobbyists for Google and to the lobbyists for the authors' rights. I think it's pretty clear that in the past decade or so, companies such as Google or Facebook have been aiding and abetting copyright thefts. Some copyrighted materials have been posted on their platforms, have been hosted on their servers, and the authors have not been fairly compensated. I would like to ask the representative for Google to defend himself of this crime, and I would like to ask the representative for the authors to quantify how much this proposal will aid the precarious position.
Thank you. Thank you. Your time has lapsed. Any other questions to the lobbyists? Yes, you have the floor for 30 seconds.
My question is a bit more technical. It's directed at the representative from Google. And my question is about geo-blocking. What are the conditions that need to be met in order for something, for some type of content to be geo-blocked?
Any further questions for the lobbyists? Yes, you have the floor for 30 seconds.
Hi, good morning. My question is directed to all lobbyists. I would ask them if they have an alternative solution to Article 11 and 30. Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions? Okay, seeing none, we can proceed with the lobbyists for answering the questions. Yes. For 1 minute.
Could I just ask Mr. Self to repeat the question, please? Very briefly.
Yes, for the last question.
Yeah, for the last question.
Could you please rephrase the question?
Yeah, sorry. I would like the lobbyists, if they had an alternative solution to the current proposal for Article 11 and 13th.
We have a solution, but it's being currently worked on. So when it's finished and ready to be presented in a couple, I don't know, 15 minutes, I'll tell you. So I'm pretty sure I did not commit any crime, so I'll answer for my client. They did not commit a crime also. What happened was a breach in the informatics system, but that's a little bit different. We can make things a little bit better about copyright protection, and it doesn't have to be this way, because this way it will do way more harm than good. So we have more suitable solutions for both parties that can be reached. Could I just ask Mr. Self Fwingish to repeat the question, please?
Also to rephrase his question?
Yeah.
Okay.
My question is about geo-blocking of certain content, like when you... Well, what are... Basically, what forces content to be geo-blocked? What considerations are made when geo-blocking, when something on YouTube, for example, is geo-blocked?
Well, that has to do with the countries on where it's being broadcasted and the laws of those countries. It has nothing to do with my client in that way.
Regarding your question about the authors and what they have to gain, indeed, they just gain what they should gain from the beginning, right? Because it is theft. Big companies do have the means to allow for better compliance within themselves. They can have a compliance department, they can have filtering tools, and indeed YouTube has these filtering tools now functioning, and it's not that expensive, according to them.
Regarding Article 11, we do believe that 20 years is too long, and I heard that someone proposes shorter time, up to 5 years, and we found this proposal in line with our needs. Thanks.
As for Digital Europe, we do not have, at the time, a precise answer to that question in the way that we are not as concerned with publishing rights and artists' rights, but about researchers, and I know that they do publish things. I'm not that ignorant. but what we are trying to achieve is more to deal with freedom of research and not the contrary. So I can get to you later during the coffee break and explain to you further why, what exactly do we want to do.
Yeah, are there any further questions for the lobbyists? Yes, you have the floor for 30 seconds.
just a very quick question is, how does Google feel about the complete asset about the complete nationalization of all its assets in the European Union? Because we need to understand here that the negotiating position isn't quite level, and Google is hardly in a position to make demands.
Indeed, Google is not in a very good position to make demands. But we are not making any demands. We are just trying to simply argue with you what's the best solution for the both of us. Because Google can find other ways to solve the situation.
Yes, you have the floor for 30 seconds.
Okay, I think I need further clarification from the representative from Google. So what's happening is the user is submitting some content, which is not his. You host it on your servers, and you serve it to new users, right? This is the same as me providing a blueprint for a book that I have not written, and you selling it, and also doing the copying. So you are the one committing copyright theft, not you, your client, of course. But okay.
If you want, I can discuss that with you in the coffee break in, like, 10 minutes. But the truth is that we can prevent that, and we are working on systems to prevent that types of situation. But we do not believe that the right way to handle the situation is how this Parliament wants to handle it.
Other questions? Yes, you have the floor for 30 seconds.
I'd like to address the lobbyist for the author's rights. It mentioned YouTube's use of a filtering system, but this system has been criticized by many of which you'd consider an author and creator of original content, especially for its weaponized DMCA system. What's the view of the author's rights lobbyist in that regard, of a system that has proven inefficient for the authors and has proven ineffective in providing a sustainable income for both the author and the platform?
The filtering tool should be better indeed. We do agree on that. So this directive would help that. So if it improves the lives of the authors, that's all we want, and that's what we are rooting for.
Other questions for the lobbyists? No, nothing. Anything to be clarified more? You have now the opportunity to ask them. Yeah, yes.
Dear members, I would like to encourage you to take full opportunity of the fact that the lobbyists are present here at great personal sacrifice. Most of them have taken a flight directly from Brussels this morning to be here to answer your questions. So if you want to have an informed, clear debate on this proposal, considering you're all asking for very tough changes to the proposal so far, the more informed this debate is, the better it is for all of us. So please do take full advantage of the lobbyists while they're here and make some exact very well. We have more questions, so please... Mr. Fuinhas and Ms. Kirova are both recognized. Mr. Fuinhas first.
My question is to the representative of the author's rights. And as a representative of authors, I imagine you're representing all types of artists, both small and large. So how can you be defending the detection mechanisms that are used by YouTube that clearly favor big, powerful artists over the poor, impoverished, struggling art creator? How can you defend that?
I do agree the filtering tool on YouTube is not perfect, but it is a step towards a better world where authors do get recognized and do get the profit for their works. However, I'm not just mentioning YouTube. I'm mentioning sites like Google, like Wattpad, Instagram, everything, because we do represent every artist in every niche
if you want to call it like that. That means that these tools, and for me, the most aggressive one is Wattpad, where all the bigs can be assessed freely and no author gets any profit out of it, need to be controlled. And I'm talking about books that are uploaded by users that do not hold the rights for them. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Yes.
Thank you. I wanted to ask, can you please explain in further detail how exactly this filtering system is going to work? I mean, what is going to be considered in order to protect those rights that you were talking about? Thank you. The person who spoke the last, I forgot what exactly. Yeah.
Can I get back to you on that on the coffee break, please?
Yes, you can. Thank you.
Thank you.
Other questions for the lobbyists? We thank very much the lobbyists for their... Okay. The last question. You have the floor for 30 seconds.
Sorry. I'd just like to ask the representative of the lobbyists from the artists if you how would you protect, or if you consider parody and commentary on your on copyrighted material good enough to be protected as well as your copyrighted material already is. Basically, it. If you see that commentary and parody as good enough to be represented as well by your copyright. Thank you.
I do believe that parody or comedy is already a new form of art, so it would be a different kind of protection. You can use creative content as produced by another and then parodize it, and that's fine. That's not going against copyright.
Can I follow up?
There is no discussion.
Okay.
And follow up. Thank you. Any other questions for the lobbyists? No.
Follow up from
the same person. No. Okay. Thank you very much for the lobbyists, and we wish you a safe trip back to Brussels. And proceeding, are there any points or motions on the floor? Seeing none, so we will now move to an announcement from...
Can I raise a motion to recall the lobbyists?
That motion is not in order. At this moment, due to very important points on the agenda, we'll move on, but we shall entertain such a motion later on, as I do believe it should be relevant for further discussions. At this moment, we need to move on to... point of motion? Yes?
Motion to move to coffee break.
That is not in order, and shall not be put to a vote because it will most certainly be unanimously approved, so definitely not. So we are moving to the election of... yes, Mr. Rhodes, point of motion.
Motion for a 10-minute informal debate on the topic of amendments.
I'm sorry, that is not in order at this moment, but we shall entertain maybe later on. At this moment, we need to move on to the election of a trilogue representatives for the Parliament. As you are aware, during the coffee break, there will be trilogue discussions with representatives from the Council, and it is now up to us, according to the timetable, to elect Parliament representatives. So basically, we will order... Dear members, please remain silent. We are still in session. No cross-talking. Mr. Dakrup, there is no cross-talking in the Parliament during formal session. Thank you. We are moving to the election of trilogue representatives, and the procedure shall be the same, procedural election, and we will entertain nominations from each faction or any member in this House would like to nominate a member or themselves for this position. I must remind you that the position of rapporteur for the Parliament is a very important one. You are tasked of representing the views of the Parliament as a whole, not your faction. Order, please, Mr. Dakrup, there is no cross-talking. Mr. Underegg, Mr. Dakrup, there is no cross-talking. You shall be call to order again. If you do not comply, you shall receive your first strike. You have been warned. So, as we were saying, trial representatives, we shall entertain nominations. Remember, you are representing the views of the Parliament as a whole, not just your faction. Mr. Diaz, there is no cross-talking. You shall represent your faction. And just a minute, sorry. Mr. Rose, please return to your seat. No cross-talking and no cross-walking. We will entertain your nominations. As well, as long as you understand, it is the views of the Parliament as a whole you must represent in the trilogue meetings with the Council, and the representatives that you shall elect shall have to keep that in mind. So, having that into consideration, we will now call upon the factions by respective order, ask if you would like to nominate any member for this position. So, we'll start with ENF. Does the ENF faction wish to nominate a candidate?
Yeah, we would nominate Mr. Sa.
Mr. Sa. Very well. So, Mr. Sa.
Yeah, but please make it.
Very well. So, time for the secretary. So ENF nominates Mr. Sa. Mr. Sa, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I do.
Very well. Mr. Sa accepts the nomination. EFDD. Does the EFDD faction wishes to appoint a representative?
Yes, we suggest...
Please speak closer to the microphone, Mr.
Yes.
Gomez.
Thank you. We suggest from the EFDD, Mr. Gravanita, is that right?
Mr. Gravanita?
Yes.
Mr. Gravanita, do you accept the nomination?
I accept.
Very well. You are hereby nominated, Mr. Gravanita.
EFDD, correct?
ECR. Thank you. ECR, does the ECR faction wish to nominate any member?
Yeah, ECR faction would like to nominate Belén Robles as a trilogue.
Nominate who, sorry?
Belén Robles.
That's Robles. Very well. Do you accept the nomination? Very well. So added. Moving on. GNGL, Mr. Fuinhas. You're already jumping to the microphone, so we're...
No one can make a revolution on an empty stomach, so we will have to stay at the coffee breaks instead of nominating one of our comrades for the trilogue, for the rapporteur.
You understand you're not nominating anyone?
Yes.
Very well. No member of GNGL actually wants to be nominated for this. Okay. Greens, or do the Greens faction like to nominate a representative?
The Greens nominate the very honourable Rubello de Andrade.
Close enough. Mr. Rubello de Andrade, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I do.
Accepted. Very well. So added. Very well. Moving on. ALDE. Would ALDE faction wish to appoint a representative?
We would like to nominate Mr. Amaral.
Mr. Amaral. Mr. Amaral, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I do.
Very well. So added. S&D, would S&D like to propose a candidate?
The S&D would like to nominate Giuseppe Garadaldo to be our representative.
Very well. Do you accept?
Yes, I do.
Very good. So added. Please, ENF faction, no cross-talking. EPP faction, would you like to nominate a candidate?
The EPP presents Mrs. Vieira for her preparation about the subject and her skills of negotiation. We remember you that we are open to alliances, so...
Mr. Mazzieri, just to clarify, who do you appoint? Loud and clear, last name.
Miss Vieira.
Miss Vieira, very well. Miss Vieira, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I accept this nomination.
Very well. Any other member that wishes to propose himself or nominate another member of this House to be a candidate for the trilogues. You don't need to appoint, as you've already seen, a member of your own faction. You can nominate pretty much anyone. So, that in mind, would anyone like to propose themselves or another member? Seeing none, we shall then close the candidates list. So, I'll defer to the vice chair, Ms. Sophie Shevchuk, to read out the full list of candidates so ordered.
So we have got the Mr. Sa from ENF, Mr. Gravanita from ECR, Mr. Robles from ECR, Mr. Rebella Andrade from Greens, Mr. Amaral from ALDE, Giuseppe from SND, and Ms. Vieira from EPP. Is that correct? Okay, so right now every speaker will be having the time for 30 seconds to present their position, why they want to be the reporter. So Mr. Sa, ENF, you have got 30 seconds. The floor is yours.
Dear members of the Parliament, I take this very seriously. The talk with the Council will be very important to not only their negotiations, but ours. And you have my word that there shall be a compromise to establish democracy like the far right likes to do. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you. The next person to speak is Mr. Gravanita, ECR.
Hi. I was nominated by a different faction, which only goes to show that I am towards, I am a defendant of compromise. I think we all need to work together to pass this amendment, and I intend to tell that to the Council. I intend to work with them because I know that several times proposals do not pass on their side. And I think that as I have been willing to work both on my left and on my right, I will be the ideal candidate. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gravanita. The next speaker is Mr. Robles, ECR. Mrs. Robles.
Thank you. As I've been the author of the amendments made by the ECR, which have been also discussed with the factions on the right, and now with the EPP, I think I could be a good selection to go to the Council and present them, as well as all the opinions that have been shared in this chamber, which are really important. And I can assure you, I've been listening to all of you. I've also talked to the GUE.
Time is up. Thank you.
Thanks.
The next person is Mr. Rebella Andrade, Greens. The floor is yours. 30 seconds.
Thank you. As we said and did before, we will represent all the parliaments in order to reach a deal that protects both authors and users of Internet. Yes, this is. Thank you.
Thank you. The next speaker is Mr. Amaral from ALDE. The floor is yours, 30 seconds.
I think as a member of a quite literal alliance of liberals and Democrats, I'm in a position to represent well the unifying position of the Parliament to bring it to the Council and bring back their ideas so we can have a fruitful discussion. And bring back their ideas for our own
time is
amendments.
Up. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next speaker is Mr. Giuseppe, SND. The floor is yours, 30 seconds.
Thank you for the floor. I just want to point out that we are totally open to debate and to open a dialogue with the other colleague of the parliament. And also, we don't think that the proposal is correct and proper and as it stands like this. Thank you.
Thank you. The last speaker will be Ms. Vieira from EPP. Floor is yours, 30 seconds.
As you all know, DPP is one of the biggest factions here in the parliament. Also, EPP, we are also known for trying to cooperate with each and every one of you. I believe also, I have spoken to everyone from every single faction, and I think I am the best person to represent your points of view, since I know all of the points that you are trying to defend. Thank you.
Thank you. So those were the candidates to become the reporters for the Trilog meeting, and right now we will be proceeding with the voting. And we will be beginning, as it was, with the speakers list. So the first one to vote will be Mr. Sa, then Mr. Gravanita, Robles, Rebello, Amaral, Giuseppe, and Viera. So please raise your placards for Mr. Sa, ENF. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you. Right now we will proceed with Mr. Gravanita, ECR. Yes?
I'd like to raise a point to the table to ask if, as in the election yesterday, if the candidates could stand up for the voting.
This is in order. So please, the candidates stand up before voting. Mr. Gravanita, ECR. Okay, there is one more motion.
No, sorry,
please put your placards down. Yes.
I would just ask to, when voting, if you could specify the grouping.
I'm saying Mr. Gravanita, ECR, please stand up and then raise your placards now. Thank you. The next person to vote for will be Ms. Robles Pugnare, ECR. Please stand up and raise your placards now. Thank you. The next person to vote for will be Mr. Rebello Andrade Greens. Please stand up and raise your placards now. Please raise your placards high, so we can see them. Thank you. The next person to vote for is Mr. Amaral from ALDE. Please stand up and raise your placards now. Thank you. The next person to vote for is Mr. Giuseppe from SND. Please stand up and raise your placards now. Thank you. And the last person to vote for will be Ms. Viera from EPP. Please stand up and raise your placards now. So the selected candidates to become the reporter and to go for the trilog meetings are Mr. Rebelo Andrade from Greens, Giuseppe from SND, and Viera from EPP.
Order. Clapping is not in order in this house, as well as the display of flags and Celtic scarves, Mr. Patterson. So please come to order. That said, congratulations to the candidates who have been selected. Once the coffee break starts, grab something very quick, bite to eat very quick, and you shall be led by the commissioner, who is right there at the corner, to the galleries of the parliament where you shall conduct the trilogue meetings with the council representatives. That is it. Thank you all for conducting this part. And now we shall return to our agenda. Fortunately, we are ahead of schedule, so we shall entertain until the coffee break, general debate, and we are open for points or motions, and we shall return to the initial requests that were made. Mr. Silva first, and Mr. Patterson, point or motion?
Motion for informal debate, 10 minutes until the coffee break.
Very well, that is in order. Mr. Patterson, do you have another point or motion? No, very well. Does anyone object to the point or motion that has been raised by Mr. Silva? Informal discussion, 10 minutes. Ms. Kirova, do you object? If there are no objections, we shall just move into formal discussion. Any objections? Great. Seeing none, we are now in a period of informal discussion of 10 minutes. We shall resume our session at 10:31. You're free to move about, so don't move away. Just move around. Thank you. the legal service. Will the representative of the legal service approach the bench, please? Thank you. Would a representative of the ENF EFDD faction approach the bench as well, please? Thank you.
One.
Time is up.
Dear members, please return to your seats. We are back in formal session. Dear MEPs, please return to your seats. The time for fruitful discussions is over. Shouldn't have even begun. So return to your seats. We are back in formal session. Order. Yes.
Back to your seats, MEPs, S&D, ECR, EPP, Greens,
whoever you choose, whoever you choose.
Thank you. Back to order and back to your seats.
Yeah. Very well. We're back in formal session, MEPs. Dear members, please return to your seats. We're back in formal session.
Thank you. Are there any points or motions on the floor before proceeding? Saying yes?
Motion to extend the debate for 2 minutes.
The debate?
The informal discussion.
That is not in order. I'm sorry. Any other points or motions on the floor? Seeing none, we will now proceed with the general speakers list. So we have the first speaker on the general speakers list, Mr. Arden Tottenham. Miss?
Yes.
Robles, you have the floor for 1 minute, 30 seconds. It was yesterday. Yeah.
Thank you. It is obvious that each one of you have a different opinion. But
Ms. Robles, could you please turn on your microphone?
Sorry.
Thank you.
So it is obvious each one of you have a different opinion, but I think we can all achieve an agreement on this proposal for it to pass. We need to make this proposal less invasive from the European Union, giving it a more proportionate legal solution to the challenges that the European publishers, journalists and freelancers have to face. We have to take into account consumers and small businesses, but do not consider big firms as villains, as it has been heard in this chamber before. It shall be reminded to you that a considerable contribution it is made by them to our national economies. So we cannot forget big firms. Also, I would like to hear from all the amendments from the left side of this chamber, as I have not heard anything. So if anyone can send it to me, it would be really thanked. Thank you.
Thank you. Are you open to questions? Are there any questions to the previous speaker? Yes, you. Please, you have the floor for 30 seconds. You, AJ.
If they steal your better ears, they pay you absolutely, they pay you close to nothing. They steal your intellectual and artistic property. They leave you in the same level as a farm animal. Aren't big companies really villains if they behave like that? If they treat their workers like cattle, and if they treat their intellectual and cultural property as their own for them to exploit cruelly and mercilessly, aren't they really villains?
To answer or comment, yeah.
I would appreciate if you didn't make assumptions without knowing it, because I don't believe you've been working for one of these big enterprises. And even if they make a small contribution, they make one. And considering you're from Ireland, I don't think you should be talking about this. Thank you.
Any further questions to the previous speaker? Privilege? Point of what? Point of order? Point of personal privilege? Yeah, what's...
Mr. Fuentes, have you seriously discomforted because you couldn't hear the response of Ms. Robles? Otherwise, that is not a point of personal privilege and that is not in order. So would you care to rephrase that? Is there another point that you'd like to raise? Is it a point of order? Do you feel that the rules of procedure have been breached?
Is it point... reply...
Have you felt insulted by the reply?
Right to reply, you mean?
Yes. Why? Do you feel... That is not an order, Mr. Fuentes. There is no right to reply on those grounds. The chairing panel does not recognize you have been insulted in your national honor. So you'll please come to order. You made your point quite aggressively. We have allowed for the elaborate folklore of your language regarding cattle. So we will equally allow the elaborate language of the response that was given to you. In that sense, we will end it there before this discussion grows even more disruptive to the session as a whole. We remember members to keep civil at all times. We give you latitude, but not too much latitude. That said, any other points or motions on the floor? Seeing none, we will move on with the speakers list.
Anyone wants to be added to the general speakers list? Do you want to be added to the general speakers list? Yes, the chair recognized. This is in order. Do you want to be added to the general speakers list? Yes, please. Anyone else wants to be added to the general speakers list? Seeing none, we will now move with Ms. Selva, and you have the floor for 1 minute, 30 seconds from EC. ECR, Ms. Claudia Selva. Oh, she's not here? Okay, then we will proceed with the next speaker on the general speakers list. And
excuse
from
me,
ALDE, Amaral. You have the floor for 1 minute, 30 seconds.
Right now I'd like to focus on Article 13. Specifically the notion of content recognition technologies and the way this could be implemented could be a burden to small companies, although big companies are not the villain. They receive an advantage by owning already this technology, and this goes against the similar principles as net neutrality, as they give an advantage to big corporations and preventing startups and small companies from getting access to the web marketplace. Thank you.
Thank you. Are you open to questions?
Yeah, sure.
Are there any questions to the previous speaker? Seeing none, anyone wants to be added to the general speakers list? And moving on to the next speaker on the general speakers list, and from GUENGL, Mr. Fionas, you have the floor for 1 minute, 30 seconds.
Well, on the account of all the anti-public rhetoric, I want to make a statement here. Do you all remember the coffee break table from yesterday? Well, that solid, sturdy, rigid table was in the National Assembly. It was not just a public table. It was a nationalized table. And did it not hold your food? Did it not provide for you? Was the food on top of it not publicly subsidized food? And did it not feed you? Did the table ask you for money? No. Did anyone ask you to... Did the table stop halfway and ask something in return for holding your food? No, it was a public table. It existed to serve. And therefore, like just like the public, just like the table is public and serves the people and the good of the nation, of all the nations, in this case of people from all over the EU. So should national public institutions guarantee the copyright safety, because just like the sturdy table, we need a sturdy organism that can actually uphold copyright law, protecting both the worker and not being too mean, too aggressive to the firms that are exploiting the worker.
Thank you. Are you open to questions?
Yes,
are there questions? The previous speaker, the chair, yes, recognizes in the back. Yes, you have the floor for 30 seconds.
I just want to say that I understand your metaphor, but we did pay for it.
You did not pay for the table and the food.
Yes, I did.
No cross-talking, please. Do you want to answer? Okay.
I have 30 seconds to reply, right? I did not pay, neither did any of us pay for the table. It was there to serve yesterday. It will be here to serve for the next 100 years. And on terms of the food, you did pay for part of the food, but it was publicly subsidized by public organisms. So what you paid would be way more if the organization had not done such a beautiful and fantastic job at cutting costs.
Any further questions? I will just entertain questions. Okay, that was just, we will move on to the general speakers list. And with Mr. Teas from EFT, you have the floor for 1 minute, 30 seconds.
Sorry, Mr. Vice President, I believe there was going to be an announcement.
But you are on the speakers list.
Yes, indeed.
Do you want to withdraw your speech, or...?
I will withdraw to it after the announcement.
Okay, that is in order. Is it a point or a motion?
I've not been added to the speaker's list.
That is in order, we will add you. Anyone else wants to be added? Anyone else wants to be added to the general speaker's list? Yes, the chair recognizes... Secretary. Okay. Anyone else wants to be added to the general speakers list? Yes, we have also from the ECR. Okay, I will wait. ECR.
Not wishing to be added to the speakers list, raise your placards now and raise them high and keep them high until you are recognized. Please. Thank you.
And the chair recognizes from ENF. Yeah. Exactly. Anyone else wants to be added to the general speakers list? Seeing none, we will now move with Mr. or Ms. Portolito from ENF. You have the floor for 1 minute, 30 seconds.
Okay, if no announcement is to be made by the presidency, I think I am withdrawing too from the speaker's list.
That is in order, so we will now move with Alde and Mr. Selva.
Hello.
You have the floor for 1 minute 30.
Okay, I would just like to make a proposal to all faction leaders. I think we should set up a WhatsApp group for amendments so everyone could see them and coordinate accordingly, because I think in about 2 hours it's the deadline. So if we had a place where it's gathered all the amendments, we could each group make an informed decision. Thank you.
May I just intervene very quickly, Mr. Silva? A comment on your proposal. I would like to remind the members that there already exists a European Parliament Facebook group, and this isn't just a placard for us to post warnings and notifications on what's going on in this house. You are free to use it as well. So you can already post your amendments there. You can ask for subscribers there. Of course, if you want to use to other platforms of your private initiative, you're free to do so. But there is a Facebook group for the parliament, and this is exactly what it's been created for. So you're free, and if you're willing and able to post your amendments there. But yes, you are also more than willing to create your own channels. That's it. If there are no more registered interests to be added to the speakers list, we will now move to the coffee break. It is time for you to get some food and coffee into your veins, into that public nationalized table that is outside. So we will be back here at 11 sharp. Trial representatives, please approach the bench because you will be led by, be guided by João, who is right now standing by the door. Please wave. Wave, João, wave, smile, and wave. He won't wave, he'll just smile. Please follow him to the meeting place of the trilogues, and we'll be back here at 11 sharp. Thank you. Dear MEPs, please return to your seats. We're back in formal session. May I have an EFDD, ENF representative here? Mr. Gomez, would you care? Yeah, please.
MEPs, please be back to your seat. And anyone outside, please come. Mr. Sinat, back to your seat.
We'll assume that your joint request of factions to merge, and then you guys
will say ECR, ENF, back to your seat.
All together, and you need to make a joint statement, and you need to send it to us so we can approve it, okay? Then make a dramatic statement that we agree and we're joining them and whatever. Like
yes.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, ECR, may I ask you to be back to your seats? ENF, EFD, EPP, what is the EPP?
Yeah. This is 1 hour.
Yeah, I've seen it. Members, please return to your seats. Go and call. Faction leaders, please go get your members into the house. Please, time has elapsed. And we are restarting formal session. Please, honorable members, take your seats. No more cross-talking. Take your seats. We're back into formal session. And we are moving on with
the
general debates. We are moving on. Gentlemen, take your seats. Ladies and gentlemen, take your seats. We are back in formal session.
GUNTL, back to your seats.
The members that do not take their seats in the next 30 seconds will receive a first strike.
Point of procedure.
And if they do not, return to your seats, just a moment, Mr. Diaz, and if you not return to their seats, they'll eventually be expelled from this house.
Point of procedure.
Do we make that later, Mr. Diaz? Do we make that clear? GUNGL members, please take your seats now. This is your first strike. Ms. Scatula, Mr. Glock, this is your first strike. Consider yourselves warned. Now, yes, Mr. Diaz, you have a motion, a point.
Yes, Mr. President, I appreciate your commitment to maintain the order in this house. I see that the members from ALDE and Greens are not present in the room. Will you make a call?
You are calling for a motion to verification of quorum?
Yes.
Yeah. Very well. That is in order, considering that we will move into voting procedures later in this day. That is in order. So we will conduct a verification of quorum. Well, exactly, but that's the situation. So we're going to move to a verification of quorum. I'll ask our Vice President, Sophie, could you please conduct an updated roll call? Thank you.
I have a point of procedural inquiry.
Point of motion, yes?
A point of procedural inquiry.
Yes,
related to the members of the Parliament who went to the meeting with the Council. Are they back? Would they be back?
They are naturally excused, and when they return, they shall conduct a small presentation on what happens in the council. So that is already part of the...
Just to make sure if our formal discussion will continue without them, or are we waiting for them to start the discussion?
No, the session will resume. Okay. It is natural. It is procedural that they do not... they take some longer time, and we do allow them to take as long as it needs to, because trilogues are in fact key and vital. So if we assume that there are very important and fruitful discussions being held in the trilogue meeting, so they are naturally excused. But still, when they return, they shall be added to the quorum, naturally. So we will conduct the roll call. Sophie.
We are starting from ALDE. Miss Alexian. Okay.
Point of procedural inquiry.
Sure.
Will the members
Can
of Parliament?
Please stand up because I do not see who is talking.
Will the members of Parliament who are not present at roll call be accepted in this chamber after the roll call?
They are accepted as soon as they send a written note to the presidency that they are present. Until then, they are not in the quorum, therefore not eligible to vote, speak, or have any other rights because they are not considered to be in the room. Is that clear? Great. So you all have your notepads, you all have pens, and there are notepassers standing right there. So just raise your hands with your piece of paper and say you're present. That is what you need to do. Now we're proceeding with a roll call.
Thank you. Ms. Jill Alde? No. Mr. Silva?
Present.
Mr. Amaral? Ms. Chambo? Ms. Ndreka? Ms. Naji? Mr. Gravanita. Ms. Afonso. Mr. Guadagnolo. Ms. Silva. Mr. Martinez Rivero. Ms. Robles. Mr. Diaz. No. Mr. Gomez Arneman.
Mr. Miss, I'm present. Mr. Diaz from the EFTD.
Thank you. Mr. Cora.
Present.
Mr. Cerveni. Okay. Mr. Bartoletto. No. Miss Inacio. And Mr. Bartoletto. Okay, thank you. Mr. Sa. Ms. Gomez.
Present.
Ms. Vieira. She's the reporter. Ms. Sacotinho. Ms. Sacotinho. No. Ms. Santos. Mr. Mazzieri. Ms. Apollinario. Ms. Modesto. Mr. Ziegler. Mr. Dakrop. Ms. Tepe. Ms. Mendes. Ms. Resende.
Present.
Ms. Pinto.
Present.
Mr. Anderek. Ms. Kirova. Mr. Patterson. Ms. Costin. Ms. Mendoncha. Mr. Rebelo de Andrade. Okay. Wait, but Patterson and they are both at Trilog?
I just contacted Patterson. He said that he's going to join us after lunch, but he didn't say what is wrong.
Okay. Ms. Ferreira. Guangel, Ms. Ferreira. Okay. Ms. Juan. Mr. Juan. Sorry. Ms. Greer. No. Mr. Funhas. And Mr. Glock. And S&D Durguti. Ms. Enriquez, Ms. Marcus, Ms. Kahele, Ms. Cinciarelli, Mr. Lovena Garofalo. Yes, I see. Mr. Ferreira. Ms. Mirzakhanian. Mr. Rodas. Mr. Carreira. Ms. Vanchak. Ms. Brandao. Ms. Giovanni, I'm sorry, and Ms. Balea. Are there any speakers in the... Yes, please. Can you please show me your...
Ferreira from SND.
Okay. You are appointed as present. Is there anyone else whose surname wasn't named? Yes.
Me. Lucina Alexen. Alde.
Okay. Ms. Bartoletto? Mr.
Trilogue representatives, you're excused from this call because you're going to be called here at this moment. So just wait for a second.
Yes, please. Can you please use the microphone? The microphone.
I wasn't here, but now I am. So.
Can you name your surname?
Yes, Beatriz Sacoutinho from EPP.
Anyone else who wasn't named? Thank you.
At this moment, we will ask the trial representatives to please approach the dais and take the three seats at our immediate right, because we will proceed with a presentation on the outcome of the trialogue meetings. So, would you please approach the dais? Thank you. Yes, Mr. Bartolet, point of motion.
I wish to be added on the speaker's list.
That is not yet in order. We're still not back into session from the roll count. We're still entertaining the motion for verification of quorum. As soon as the quorum is established, we'll return to the speaker's list. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Very well. The quorum is now 53, and majority is set at 27. So that said, we will now proceed with a presentation of the conclusions of the trilogue meetings. The trilogue representatives are back from their experience with the council. Points or motions shall be entertained later. So this has priority in the schedule. So we invite the representatives to take their turns into displaying what have been the developments in the council regarding their proposal and what is the receptiveness of the council to the work that is being currently made in the parliament. Honourable members, you have the floor.
Okay, we will start by discussing the position of the Council on the European Labour Agency. On Article 4, they by now they have no consensus on the location of this agency. Some member states defend that it should be located on Brussels. Other member states believe that it should be located in Bulgaria. One of the reasons for Bulgaria is so that all the institutions aren't concentrated on Brussels. They want for Bulgaria to have an agency, and also since it's a point of entry for many economic migrants and refugees.
We also have been informed that Sweden, Romania, and Italy are against joint inspections, because they're against the national power of the countries, as some members of the parliament would agree. We also informed that non-EU countries would be interested in joining this agency, or authority, sorry, like Switzerland and UK after Brexit. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to point out that concerning the Article 13, concerning the mediation work of the authority. There's a minority who is kind of against articles, which are Italy, Romania, and Sweden. And concerning the UK, it stands for the mediation. And so nothing else, I think. Oh, yeah, they have even debated about the title of the name of the authority, and but the purpose just dropped out.
Thank you very much for your brief statements. Now we'll entertain questions to the trial representatives. So any members wishing to pose questions to representatives, you now have the floor. Please raise your placards. We recognize Mr. Amaral. Any members wishing for Mr. Silva? Any further members wishing to be added to the list? Mr. Fuinhas? General? Okay, this is just for questions for the representatives. So you can have some idea how the council is going. We encourage the members to ask any questions necessary, as the amendments you're proposing are going to go straight to the council. So it is interesting for you to get a feel of what's the council's receptiveness to the work that the parliament is doing. So if you want some clarifications on that, you have the representatives of the trilogues here. They can answer that and give you that insight. So we encourage you to ask more questions. That said, anyone has questions for the representatives? Any clarifications? Miss? Okay. You're pointing. Mr. Fuinhas? Question as well? And Miss Inácio? Very well. So we will take turns. And Mr. Amaral, you have the floor.
My question was based, you mentioned that some countries are completely against the joint inspections. My question is regarding do they believe that they still have to inform that they don't want an inspection when it's proposed, or they don't even want for the authority to propose inspections to them?
Thank you. Would the representatives like to take a pool of questions and answer them all together, or would like to answer them one by one?
One by one.
One by one. Very well. I have the floor.
We were informed that these countries want no inspections by the authority. Authority would give the information to businesses, which is one of the roles of the agency, of the authority, and would have no power to implement and to mediate conflicts between the countries. No option to the authority to do that.
They also believe that by having joint inspections, that will interfere with the principle of subsidiarity. That was also a point that the ministers made.
Thank you. Next question is by Mr. Silva. You have a floor.
Actually, my question was the same, so...
Very well. Withdrawn, then. Thank you. Mr. Fuinhas.
Yeah, my question is more about the general feel of the debate. From what we could understand yesterday, the council were behaving like complete children, discussing the most relevant aspects of where the head of the institution shall be, and trading insults. Has that gotten any better, or are they still behaving like infants?
Would you like to answer that question, and your representatives?
When we were in the trilogues, we did feel that there were some kind of separation between the ministers' ideas. We believe they weren't agreeing on many points, but I think that the situation is better than yesterday.
Thank you. Next question, Mr. Amaral. Yes, but you
it's
have a...
related to the question Fuinhas just asked now.
Sorry, you want to ask another question?
Yeah.
First, we're going to go through this pool of questions,
okay.
And then if there's time, we will get back to you. Thank you. Ms. Naji, you have the floor.
Okay, then my question refers to the council as a whole and their work. Are there big alliances within the council, or are they divided or following the same path? Thank you.
Like in the parliament, the council also have its divisions. We saw Romania, Italy, and Sweden united against some of the measures. We saw some divisions related to the United Kingdom and to the post-Brexit negotiations. but we didn't see more division than this. They may have, but they seem to be united in the main position about the labor authority. Of course, there are some differences related to location, and mostly Western countries are mostly in favor of Brussels, and of course, Eastern countries of Bulgaria, and no more divisions than this.
Thank you, Mr. Willemrad. Any further comment on your report? No. Very well. Then we move to the next question, which was posed by Ms. Inasiu. You have the floor.
Dear representatives, my question is the following. What the hell? Why Bulgaria? I mean, what has Bulgaria offered to the EU? It joined in 2007. Weren't there any other countries which would best represent the so-called ELA?
The Council only told us about these two options, either Brussels or Bulgaria. There weren't any other mentions of any other locations.
Sorry, can I speak? It is also important that the new countries that arrived to the European Union also have its importance in the policy making and not centralized in Belgium or Netherlands. So it was a measure of decentralization of the policies to the Eastern countries, like Bulgaria, which represents the new coming countries of the European Union, which I also agree is important.
Thank you. And the next question will be from Mr. Amaral. The floor is yours, 30 seconds.
The question was related with the point Fwinges made earlier, if related to the confusion and the discussion that has been had in the Council, if there, they have proposed already any proposed amendments made, and if they presented them to you already, or do they have any or no?
Thank you. Care to respond?
The ministers only talked to us about Article 13 and Article 4. Article 4, the location. Article 13, the mediation and the joint inspection issues, and also the non-EU countries that will be included. Okay. Those were the only amendments that they spoke to us about.
Okay, not much then. Predictable.
The last question will be from Mr. Silva.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would only like to ask if the ministers consider other newer member states like Romania or Croatia as a possible headquarters for the new agency. Thank you.
In fact, I asked the same question to the ministers, and they only presented us these two options. I don't understand why. I don't know why, but Bulgaria seems to be a part of Brussels, of course, the only option available. Thank you.
Thank you, reporters. We would love to ask you to take your seats, and we will proceed with the general speaking list.
We thank the representatives. May you please return to your seats. Mr. Bortoletto, point or motion?
I wish to be added on the speaker's list. Okay.
No.
And also, I raise a motion for expand the speaking time to 2 minutes.
2 minutes. That is not in order due to time constraints.
1 minute and a half?
It's already at 1.5 minutes, Mr. President.
Okay. Thought it was 1:20.
Very well. Anyone else wishing to be added to the speaker's list? This is a moment for that. Please raise your placards high. Yes? Mr. Fwinges, please turn on your microphone when speaking.
If I want to reach the... Damn it. If I want to reach the legal guy, how do I do it?
Mr. Fwinges, the legal service can be called upon at your request. In order to contact the legal service, which apparently is outside, we will request his presence immediately so you can approach him. If you want to reach the legal service, you can make a post on the Facebook group, or you can get in contact with him via Facebook, or if you find the need, he can give you your email. But I do believe that under the circumstances, an immediate form of chatting is more time efficient. But he will be here or in the council at all times, so if you want to reach him out, just send him a message. Here he is. And we would be happy if you could just approach the GUENGL bench, legal service. Legal service, the GUENGL bench is requesting your presence over there, so if you can please... over there. GUENGL, over there. So, legal service is free to move around the room, and you are free to consult him at any time. Okay? Especially during this amendments period. So, that's it. Thank you, Mr. Fuinhas. Again, any points, motions? Mr. Ferreira?
Point of parliamentary inquiry. How do I get a note to the dais?
At the moment,
I, make it a little
I
paper
do recognize button. That there is no note passer. If you have to present a note to us, you are. If no note passer is available in the room, I will ask, there's an organizer present in the room. There is an organizer present in the room. Please, would you take care of note passing for a while? There are notes in the air, and the participants would like to make them reach, so if you could just come and collect those notes. Thank you. So while there are organizers in the room, they will take care of note passing. If no organizers are present, you can just stand up and present them to us yourselves.
Thank you.
You are excused to do that. So
thank
that
you.
Said, any further points or motions? Adding to the speakers list? No further additions to the speakers list. Then we're going to move on with the speakers list. But before, a very short announcement. The presidency has received a statement by joint statement by ENF EFDD factions, and the statement reads as follows: the movement Nations First. Dated 10th of September 2018, ideology, nationalism. We are a group of parliamentarians against Europeanist undemocratic bureaucracy, Europeanist artificial federalism, and Europeanist hypocritical decisions. We stand in group for our nations. What unites us is national sovereignty, people's voice, property and individual rights, freedom of speech, and the fight against illegal migration. Signed and faction leader announced Francesco Bortoletto. This request to join the two factions has been approved by the presidency. So at this moment, there is a new faction in this room. It is called the Movement Nations First. So MNF. Order, please. And
like
we will allow order. Mr. Diaz, you are not recognized. You are not recognized. You will not speak until the floor is given to you. You are considered. Consider yourself warned. You have your first strike. We've been quite patient with you. We will now recognize the faction leader candidate of this faction, Francesco Bortoletto, to make a statement on why they request this faction change. Mr. Bortoletto, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to let Mr. Diaz talk first.
Very well. That is an order. Mr. Diaz, you now have the floor. 1 minute.
Mr. President, colleagues, I am just presenting my views by AFD and why I joined this movement by invitation of Mr. Bortoletto. When we entered in this parliament, everyone despised us. We were the pariahs of this parliament. But now, we have merged into one of the greatest factions in this parliament. We are now one of the biggest political factions. Against this whole artificial institution that we have become and that has lent us and that has borrowed us so much time and so much wasteful resources in this whole talking to the Commission, talking to trialogues, talking to parliaments and all groups of every corner. We will rise against this failing currency that we have, these diktats that we impose on Greece and other southern countries, and we will make sure that Britain is leaving and slamming the door to this union of bureaucrats. People are sick, and the electorate will stay with us, to
please
represent
conclude,
people's
Diaz.
Voice against the whole
please
of
conclude,
this
Mr.
parliament.
Diaz. Thank you very much. Ms. Robles, it is not allowed to display banners in Parliament. Please refrain yourself. We thank the honourable members for their contribution, and this faction is now in order. So EFDD, ENF are no longer in existence. MNF is. So the current fixture shall be changed in accordance.
Excuse me, President.
On, yes, is there a point or motion, Mr.
Point,
Portolet?
Point of
Mr. Diaz, point, yes, which point?
I have been speaking on behalf of AFD and on why I have joined
I'm
this
sorry, Mr.
Motion.
Diaz, is this a point or a motion?
I believe that Mr. Bortoletto only allowed me to speak on behalf of AFD and why I joined this faction. He has the words.
I'm sorry.
Announce the
Mr. Dear, I still don't understand what your point is, but I remove from your statement that, yes, what's on the statement is that Mr. Bortoletto is the new faction leader, and
so
he is
will
thus recognized. Mr. Diaz, I'm speaking. So he is recognized. Is that what you're trying to say? Very well. It is so recognized. Mr. Bortoletto is the new faction leader, and he shall treat it in accordance. If there are any questions by the members, you can approach the faction in question. Mr. Silva, is there a point or a motion?
A small question. I would like
Mr. Chair.
Point or motion, Mr. Silva?
Added to the general speakers list.
Oh, okay. Motion to be added to the speakers list. Very well.
Mr. Chair, am I not supposed to talk?
Yes. Is there a point or motion?
It is a motion. It is a point of.
Oh, you also want to speak on behalf of the faction to
explain?
Yeah,
as
okay,
the
very
leader.
Well. Very well. Now I understand what Mr. Diaz is trying to say. Very well. You are recognized. You have a minute.
Thank you, Chair. So, dear fellow MEPs, it is with enormous pride that I'm announcing before this Assembly that we have a new political formation, the Movement. It is a party that gathers all those forces in this chamber that truly care about European peoples and European nations. Our dream is that of an ever freer Europe. We all do bear in mind that if any union is ever possible, that is precisely because of the people of free peoples, of free nations, have decided to rally around the flag of freedom. And I repeat, freedom, not the bondage of an even increasing federalist supranational state. So, to state our position, as far as the DSM is concerned, we want to defend digital freedom rather than hindering it. So we are open for collaboration with all those parties that actually want their constituencies to be freer. Now, ELA, we are clearly opposing it. It shouldn't exist. And this is why. There are functions that have to be performed by national states. ELA can hardly add anything to already existing European agencies, and we don't want our national constituencies to be paying or wasting money in something that is actually useless. We want our voice to be heard by this Assembly, as we believe that if we all are here, it's because of our national electorates has asked us to do us in their behalf,
conclude,
not in
Mr.
that of
Bortoletto.
Brussels bureaucracy. Make the people's voice
Please conclude
heard again.
Order, Mr. Bortoletto. Please come to order. Please come to order. Please, do you honourable members, please come to order. No display of banners in the Parliament. Please remove. Please. Yes, you might display them if you want, but please do not. Please remain in order and full decorum. We respect your freedom of expression and respect your right to display your political beliefs, but do keep them within civil decorum and without bothering the session. Thank you very much for your contribution. We shall now finally resume general debate and go back to the speakers list, unless any further points or motions are on the floor. Seeing none, we are moving with the speakers list. Next speaker on the speakers list is Mr. Silva from ALDE. You have the floor, 1 minute, 90 seconds.
I didn't manage to understand if EFDD and AF cease to exist.
I have clarified that. I have said EFDD, ENF no longer exist.
Okay.
MNF does. Movement, Nations First. Order. There's no such expression shall be used in this House, and members shall respect other members. How much more distant or questionable their beliefs might be. They are elected representatives of the European people, and they stand in this House in equal footing, and they shall be respected as such. That said, Mr. Silva, you have the floor for intervention. Oh, it's not very well. You declined. In that case, we move on with the speaker's list, and the next speaker on the speaker's list is Ms. Robles. You have the floor. Ms. Robles, you have the floor, but not that literally. You don't need to be looking at the floor. You have the floor. You're next on the speaker's list, Ms. Robles.
Thank you.
It's fine.
Well, I would just like to thank everyone. And also, I wanted to answer to the accusation I was made by the representative of Sinn Féin. I don't think the word invader applies to a country that has decided to stay in one other country, bigger one, an empire, actually. And if their people have decided that, it's because there's a majority of British people that must be respected. And you, who also have your own branches in Northern Ireland, think you should think about what you just said, because you are also undermining people's opinions and lives. Thank you.
Can I ask something to
the
table?
Thank you, Mr. Robles. Are you open for questions? Very well. Are there any questions of previous speakers?
I have a point of procedure just to ask the table.
For a procedural inquiry, yes. What's your question?
When I got back to my table, I found this awful flag covering my belongings, which I consider...
Mr. Fingers, that is not a point of procedural inquiry.
No, I was going to ask, do I have the right to...
Okay, very well, sorry.
And which one of them gives me more time to answer? The answer to her question or the flag barbarity question?
Mr. Fuñez, let me get this straight. You consider yourself to be somehow insulted for having a national symbol of one of the member states of the European Union present in your bench?
No, a flag.
It's a national symbol of a member state.
How does
that exactly directly insult you?
Because it's the flag representing a country that's occupying part of the member state.
Mr. Fuñez, very well. We get your point. No right of reply shall be entertained. If you have a question, a valid question for the member, we can proceed with that. Do you have a question?
I have a question.
I seriously doubt that we'll still grant it. Mr. Fuñez, you have the floor for 30 seconds.
On the topic of the flag and constant disrespect towards the Irish people and the insistence on bringing the Irish people to the pit with them, I tell to you, to the occupiers and to the unionists, because the only correct way to address an occupier and to address a fascist is at gunpoint against the wall. So I warn you to be very careful, lest unionists not start...
Mr. Fuñez, this kind of language, I'm sorry, this is not an language that is in coherence with parliamentary decorum. You shall be called to order. You shall not accuse any other member or their respective national party government of fascists. That is not allowed in this House. So
occupiers,
please,
so to
remain
say, even
within
the table
your...
Is the
Mr. Fuñez, you're not allowed to speak over the chair. I am speaking, and you shall respect me and other members while in exercise of the right to speak. You shall come to order, or you shall have your first strike. Is that understood? Very well. Ms. Hobbes, would you... Do you believe a question has been made that deserves a reply? Very well, you shall have the right to reply.
Thank you. I would just like to remind you a referendum was made in the 60s and the unionist movement won. And by the way, I feel disrespected and I consider I deserve a apologize from your part.
Order.
You have to respect the British people that live in Northern Ireland, which, by the way, they're not just Irish. They are also Ulster Scots, and above
Please conclude, Ms. Hollis.
British. What?
Please conclude. Your time is up. Your time is up. Thank you very much. Moving on to the next speaker on the speaker's list, Mr. Mazzieri, EPP. You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President, for the floor. Honourable colleagues, about the proposal we're working on, I want you to remember one crucial thing. Either you're on the left side or on the right side of this parliament, we want this proposal to be approved. And I remember you that for this proposal to be approved, the council has to approve it too. So, even though you're eager to see your amendments approved, I deeply and truly suggest you to work all together to approve our amendments, because I remember you that virtus in media stat, to speak a bit of Latin, okay? So we have to present the version, the most likable version for the council to approve it, okay? I want you to remember that the crucial thing is that this proposal has to be approved in both the chambers, in the parliament and in the council. So let's work for this proposal to be approved in this parliament and in the council. Thank you also very much.
Thank you, Mr. Mazzieri. Are you open for questions? Are you open for questions, Mr.
Mazzieri? Yes, I am.
Very well. Any questions for the previous speaker? Raise your placards, please, if you want to be recognized. So Mr. Diaz, Mr. Rhodes, let's entertain Mr. Rhodes first, then Mr. Diaz. You have the floor. 30 seconds.
Mr. Mazzieri, Who do we serve in this chamber? Do we serve the Council of Europe, or do we serve the citizens who elect us? We are here for the workers and the ordinary people of the European Union. When we pass this directive, it will be one that best supports their rights and protects them, not the interests of a small elite group of people in a back shadowy room somewhere with much better coffee than we have.
Thank you, Mr. Rhodes. Order. Honourable members, order. Mr. Mazzieri, would you like to reply?
I would like to listen to both the questions and then answer just once. Thank you.
Very well, that is in order. Mr. Diaz, you may pose your question now.
Well, Mr. Mazzieri said that on the right and the left, we want this proposal to be approved. Well, on the right, I do not want this proposal to be approved. And although I disagree with this socialist and communist parties left of me, I do not want further harmonizing of the union law applicable to copyright and related rights. Each national parliament should establish its laws in digital and any other markets. I do not want censorship machines to recognize which
time
content
is up.
I upload.
Please conclude,
on the internet.
Mr. Diaz.
I do not certainly want
conclude,
any
Mr.
approval
Diaz.
Of an euro regulation.
Please conclude, Mr. Diaz. We got your question, sort of. Mr. Mazzieri, would you like to reply now?
Yes. First of all, to Mr. What's your name again? Sorry. Okay, to Mr. Diaz, I didn't say that you should listen more carefully. I didn't say that you want this proposal to be approved. I say that the crucial thing is that this proposal has to be approved, first of all. Second, to Mr. Rhodes, what I want you to understand is that either you're
Please
defending
conclude.
The first... Is that my time is up?
30 seconds.
Yeah, your time is up. 30 seconds to reply.
Sorry.
Thank you for being so brief. Ms. Kirova, yes, a point or motion?
Can I ask him a question? Because I was raising my placard when you were asking for questions.
Okay, very well. We apologize for that. Yes, you stand recognized. You may still ask your question, yes.
Okay. Thank you. I want to ask you, have you spoken to anyone in the council? Because in order to fulfill your requirements, we have to know what their opinion is. And they still haven't begun talking about this document. So in order to fulfill this, we have to talk with them. And I want to know if you have done this.
Thank you for the question. No, I've not done this, and that's what for. There are the trilogue members for, okay? But what I wanted to say before is that either you're defending the firms and their enterprises or the right, the freedom of expression. This directive, it is, I repeat, a directive. It's not a regulation. You say every single nation should establish its own regulation. But this is a directive. Have you read in the directive how many times it says every nation, every member state
Please
can
conclude,
establish?
Mr. Mazzieri.
Do you know the my question is, do you know the difference between regulation
conclude,
and directive? You should study that.
Please
and then
conclude,
create
Mr. Mazzieri,
a new movement.
Not in order.
Thank you.
Please conclude. You shall remain to be disruptive, you shall be called to war, and they shall have another, a new strike, a first strike. Very well. We'll move on to, with the speaker's list, and next.
I would like to write
number,
to reply.
Sorry, Mr. Diaz, is that a point or a motion?
A motion to reply. To Mr. Mazzieri.
Right to reply?
Yes, a motion to reply.
I'm not
I'm sorry, there is no cross. There is no cross-talking. Mr. Mazzieri, come to order. Mr. Diaz, you have a right, you wish to reply. I have a right to reply. Is that it?
Yes.
How do you feel Mr. Mazzieri has defended your honor?
He has said that I do not know what is the difference between a directive and a regulation. Well, I know very
Mr. Diaz, you're not being recognized. We do not understand that you have been directly insulted in your national honor by a general consideration on Mr. Mazzieri. If you do know the difference, you can very well explain to him over a coffee break how well you know it. We are not going to entertain dialogues of bickering. This is not going to happen in this house. Mr. Mazzieri has been called to order and has been warned and shall receive a strike if he continues to be disruptive. We believe this answers your preoccupation with parliamentary decorum appropriately. So we don't believe a right reply is necessary. Thank you, though. Moving on with the speaker's list. Mr. Loveno Garofalo, SND, you have the floor. Wait, Mr. Fuñez, you have a point or motion? Please, microphone. Yeah.
Just a small point of procedural inquiry. The deadline for the amendments will close at midday.
At this moment, we are inclined to eventually extend that deadline if there is a motion to do so. The rationale for that is... We were going to get to that, but thank God you anticipated it, beat us to the punch. Due to time constraints, the organizing team is inclined to allow us some extra time of debate before we move to lunch. So we might eventually have to extend our debating time until a quarter past 12. So the deadline might be extended until a quarter past 12. So an extension of 15 minutes to the deadline would be in order, and we would entertain motions in that regard. In that sense, is there a motion? Mr. Rhodes.
Motion to extend the deadline till 12:15 for the submission of amendments.
Very well, that is in order. Any objections to the motion that is on the floor to extend the deadline for submission of amendments to 12:15? Seeing none, this motion has been adopted. The new deadline for submission of amendments is now 12:15. Do note, the form is available. If not available, if not working, please report to us. We expect that all the technicalities that are in place are functioning correctly. Mr. Fuñez, point or motion?
I'd like to propose a motion for 10 minutes of informal debate to be able to squeeze in any, between ourselves and if any motion that might be hanging.
At this moment, we do not believe it is in order. We would like
minutes.
To exhaust... the speaker's list. However, a motion of 5 minutes would be in order. We will place it to the consideration of the members. We do have to alert the audience that there hasn't been that much of general debate, and we would like to encourage everyone to speak. And there is still about 8 speakers on the speaker's list, so we would like to encourage all the members to still enjoy the general debate as much as they can, considering that we still have roughly 25 minutes ahead of us. However, we will entertain your motion, and if there are no objections, of course, we defer to the will of this House. So are there any objections to having an informal discussion of 5 minutes at this point? There are objections, so we will place this to a vote. Procedural vote, so no abstentions. Just raise your placards. All those in favor of a motion by Presenter Mr. Fuinish to have a period of informal discussion of 5 minutes, please raise your placards. All those in favor. In favor of the motion. Informal discussion, 5 minutes. Now. Please raise your placards. No, now, raise your placards. Keep your placards high. All those against? This motion passes. We are now in a period of informal discussion. 5 minutes. We shall resume at 11:57. Our excuse.
The time is up. MEPs, please go back to your seats. Dear members of the European Parliament, please go back to your seats. We are proceeding with the general speakers list. Dear members of the European Parliament, please go back to your seats. Mr. Mazzieri, please go back to your seats. The right part of the parliament, please sit down. We're waiting for you to proceed with the general speakers list. I'm counting until 1, 2, 3. Please sit down. ECR, I would love you to take your seats. MNF. F. Dear members of the European Parliament, please sit down, otherwise you will be kicked out of the room. Please pass the notes if you have anything to tell. We are going to proceed with the general speakers list, and the next person to talk is Mr. Garofalo, S&D. The floor is yours for 90 seconds. Order. That's what happens if you don't go to your seats on time.
Use a better microphone.
This one's working. Organizing team, there seems to be a problem with the sound. Microphones have ceased to function. Can you please... Yes, microphones are off. In the...
Yep.
Okay, now it should work. So, thank you for the floor, President. Other than the situation has happened, I would like to address you to a point concerning the article number 13. I just want to underline that the digital single market proposal, as it stands right now, can threaten the improvement and the research of the artificial intelligence, which is based basically on the huge amount of data taken by internet. And this would happen because many data would be subject to copyright if the proposal passed as it is. Despite this, Europe is addressing several investments on that direction. We are talking about 20 billion of euros per year. So accepting the proposal, as it sense implies, not only jeopardizing the artificial intelligence research, but also wasting a significant amount of money. So thank you for the floor.
Thank you. Are there any points or motions to be raised? Seeing none, we're going to proceed with the speakers list. And the next person to talk is Ms. Alexeyan Alde. The floor is yours, 90 seconds. Can you?
I don't want to talk
now. You wish to be withdrawn from the speakers list.
Points.
Point of information.
Please stand up. Who is raising?
Here. Hi.
Yeah.
We are asking where we can send the amendments because we are not sure.
The form for the amendments was posted to the European Parliament group in Facebook.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other points or motions? Seeing none, we're going to proceed with Ms. Inácio from MNF. Please, the floor is yours, 90 seconds.
I would like to pass my turn, please.
You, Ms. Inácio, has been withdrawn from the speaker's list. The next person to speak will be Mr. Guadagnolo, ECR. The floor is yours, 90.
Thank you.
Honourable members of this European Parliament, hold on your chairs because I'm going to basically break everything that was in your mind. We are really tired of your behaviour into the confrontation of my party, the ECR. If you have already, ever seen one of us in our eyes and face, you can see the struggle that we do every day in order to protect and enhance the chances of our citizens to become like a better person and to have a better life. This is why we are about to join the movement right now, like a statement. Thank you. Zina Polska, Zina Europa. Thank you.
This is not in order. Thank you. The next person in the speaker's list is Mr. Bartoletto, MNF. The floor is yours, 90 seconds.
Thank you, Chair. I will now thank the MEP from the ECR and also remind the whole Assembly that we're not Nazis. Please put it down. We're just listening to our national constituencies. That's what all we here should be doing. Thank you.
Thank you. I would love also ask the members of the European Parliament to obey the rules which were written and make sure that we are in the Assembly, which is a very nice building, and we please behave yourself. Are there any motions or points? Seeing none, we're going to proceed with the general speakers list. The next person to speak is Mr. Funhas from GUE NGL. The floor is yours.
On the point of this thing, we shall keep it. As we keep the trophy of the war over the fireplace, to remind us of how they perish, how the conservatives and their unionist friends steered their country into ruin and disaster. We're only tremendously saddened, and that explains my effusive quarrel with the share that they're taking a part that is sovereign Ireland with them to the massacre, to disaster. And with that, I just like to shun the behavior of the British representatives of the European of Conservatives and Reactionary Party for their tremendously unprofessional and racist and oppressive behavior.
Thank you. Are there any points or motions? Can you please speak to the microphone?
Can I answer him? Or
please, you have got 30 seconds.
Thank you. You can actually keep that flag to remind you of when you were great, when you were in Great Britain, well, the British Isles, but anyway. And yeah, you can call me fascist, you can call me whatever you want, but history doesn't lie, and referendums doesn't either. So I may remind you of Ulster will always, always be British. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other points or motions to be raised?
Reply to Mr. Fuinhas also.
This is not in order. Ms. Nagy?
I have a point of order. I would like kindly ask the GUE NGL faction to go back to the topic and not concentrating on national tables and nationalities. Just going back to the topic, please.
This is in order. Thank you, Ms. Nagy. Are there any points or motions? Ms. Kirova?
I want to be added to the general speakers list.
This is in order. organizers, can you please help to pass the note? Anyone else wish to be ordered to the speakers list? Guadagnolo. Okay.
Guadagnolo.
Anyone else? Seeing none, we're going to proceed with the speakers list. The next person is Mr. Silva Alde. The floor is yours, 90 seconds. Do you wish to be withdrawn from the speakers list? Mr. Silva Alde? Okay. The next person to talk is Mr. Ferreira, SND. The floor is yours, 90 seconds.
Thank you, Chair. I do not have much of a point to add to what has been discussed, because there is no point being discussed. We believe that what has been raised now in the recent discussion between the UK and Ireland is not in order. We believe that the MNF, I'm very sorry and I apologize, is just doing this for the attention and the realization that they do not do anything in order to help the debate, but in turn they hinder it. And as such, those that stand to my left, but in the right spectrum, are currently being the reason that this debate is only progressing in the left. If you really do want to move forward, please do come to our side, because we actually want to work towards a better goal, towards a better EU. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right of reply.
Silence.
Motion to reply.
Please, you have got 30 seconds.
As Secretary of MNF, I should say to Mr. Ferreira that we have submitted our amendments and our proposals, so his accusation is rather unfair. We believe in a Europe, but not your Europe.
Thank you. The next person, we're going to proceed with the general speakers list, and the next person to speak is going to be Ms. Gomez, EPP. The floor is yours, 90 seconds.
Thank you, Chair. I would like once again to underline the importance of the proposal. I believe that the current framework is stuck in the 2000s and is made for satellite and cable systems, and therefore is not suitable, and it is allowing violations of several rights every time the digital market is in use. We speak for the people, and those are the rights we must protect. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other points, or Mr. Ferreira? Point of information? Can you please speak to the microphone?
It's a question to the speaker, if I can.
Yes, 30 seconds. The floor is yours.
Just like to question. The speaker has mentioned as being a proposal for satellite and cable. Is that not the current framework of the media and the digital market, as it right now the Internet stands in a cable and satellite network? I'm confused about the statement. I would just like some clarification.
What I said was exactly that the current framework, not a proposal, is made for satellite and cable broadcasting.
Thank you. I was confused. You're Thank welcome. You for the clarification.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Quick side note, Mr. Rebelo de Andrade, you are being requested to turn your phone on. Yes, someone is trying to reach you urgently. Thank you.
Are there any other points or motions?
POI, I'd like to ask the MEP to further clarify her position.
You've got 30 seconds.
I'm sorry, I did not understand the question.
I just wanted you to clarify your position. I don't get your points.
I said that I believe the proposal should pass because while the current framework is in use, it is not suitable for the digital market as it is being used right now, and it's allowing violation of several rights of authors and even... of authors, that's it.
Thank you. Are there any other points? Yes, Mr. Silva?
So will the EPP present an amendment fixing the current situation? Thank you. Right room to make a question.
To the previous speaker. That it was in order. Please, you have got 30 seconds, but that's the last question.
The EPP will obviously make amendments to the proposal as it will be voted later.
Thank you. And we're going to proceed with the speakers list. The next person to talk is Ms. Kerova-Greens. You've got 90 seconds.
Thank you. I just want to remind every single one of you in this room that we are here to work in a collaborative way, and we have to work together. And the aggressive behavior of this side of the parliament isn't going to help this. Please, I advise you to keep up the good tone of this conversation and this work, because otherwise we wouldn't be productive. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kerova. Are there any other points or motions? Seeing none, we're going to proceed with another speaker. Mr. Guadagnola, ECR, the floor is yours.
Thank you. I would like only to stress out the point on Article 13, to get back to business and get over it. About the Article 13, obviously, we are really looking forward for your amendments for S&D, EPP, and all the other parties, because right now we think that it's a complete mess. And basically, we can shut it down forever, or we can change it forever or drastically. But honestly, we are open, but really open to cooperate and collaborate with all of you. Left, right, center, it doesn't matter. What really matters is the interest of the people of Europe and of our country. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Guadagnola. That was the last speaker. Now the deadline for amendments is already over. The debates are also over for now, and we are going to resume for the lunch break. We would love Mr. Ferrero from S&D to approach chairs personally, and others, please follow Andrea to proceed with the lunch break. Thank you.
Dear King,